Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with Matt Hankins of Team All You Can Eat. And we are being joined at the top of the show by a man we've talked about quite a bit on the show, but I realize not a lot of people outside of Empire Wrestling and Platinum Championship Wrestling have seen this guy in the ring, but he's done some impressive stuff, and his name is Bonafide Fred Yehi. How you doing, Fred?
Hey, how's it going?
So, yeah, like I said, we've talked about you quite a bit because you've done things like defeat Davey Richards and take Empire champion Shane Marks to the limit, among many, many other things. But this Friday at Academy Theater, it's not only a big deal that you're taking on yet another nationally known former TNA, former Ring of Honor wrestler in Jimmy Rave, but it's also his debut for Empire / PCW at Academy Theater, which is something I personally thought would never happen. So I guess all that being said, Fred, what do we expect this Friday from you and Jimmy Rave?
Everyone should expect a really, really good match, very competitive matchup, be a little interesting clash of styles, considering who Jimmy Rave is. International superstar, very well known, you know, did his thing at TNA, did his thing at Ring of Honor, did his thing here in Georgia, and then you have, you know, myself. I've only been wrestling for about 9 months now, I'm looking forward to a really good matchup, and I expect the best for him, and I'm going to bring my A++ game.
All right, well, like I said, not a lot of people outside of PCW and Empire fans have seen you, but you've done quite a lot for those fans. Where did Stephen Platinum find you? Did you come to him, or did he discover you? How did that all come about?
Well, I was actually in the Air Force, out in Texas, and
yeah.
A friend of mine, he came across, I believe it was Kurt Kilgore.
Okay.
Funny story, where they were moving furniture or something like that, and Kilgore happened to live like down the block from him, and he noticed that my friend was a wrestler. I think he had on a t-shirt, and you know, asked if he wrestled, and they kind of talked, and you know, Kilgore revealed to him that, hey, you know, he was into pro wrestling, all this kind of stuff, and then I heard from a buddy of mine. He told me about it. They were just like, you know, I exchanged numbers with Kilgore, got his number. He let me know about PCW, so then I ended up getting Steve's number, but I just showed up. I got the address, showed up there to train, you know, had the money, all that stuff, and, you know, one thing just led to another. Got in there, busted my tail for about 3 months. Before you know it, you know, it was time to start doing shows, and it just took a lot of dedication, but that's how it all got started.
All right. Matt, I'm sure you have some questions for Fred.
Oh, of course I do. I'm the Fred Yehi fan wagon for some time now.
Well, we do have to keep in mind that we've got other guests, and this was a last minute thing, and we'll have Fred on again for a more extensive interview. But you know, go ahead and ask him a couple things, and then we got to get ready for Kyle Matthews.
One thing I'd ask you, Fred. I've seen a lot of clips when you kind of doing this here and there. The only place I've seen you kind of outside PCW is that the backyard thing. Can you give me just a little detail on what's going on with that last series y'all did? I watched most of those matches, and every one of them was good. I just want to know a little bit more about that.
BACW is actually something we've been doing since we were in high school. You know, it just started just as, you know, a group of friends having fun. We had a camera. We videotape these matches. We sit up in the living room. We watch it. Family would come over. Friends would come over. We watch it. And over time, you know, it continued on up until about college when we actually looked into buying a ring. A buddy of mine, it just, you know, we saw a lot of stuff on YouTube. Found a contact with some cool people. Eventually, we bought a ring. We just kept doing shows, and then, you know, we met people who knew editing, and we started learning different kind of editing skills, learning how to work with different kinds of software. And one thing just led to another, and the PCW thing that just opened up more doors. Like, I know, like a lot of like indie wrestlers, a lot of times they go pro and they make come from that background of they start off yarding, you know, that's what they call it, yarding,
mm-hmm.
and then once they get into the indie scene, they'll race all the other kind of stuff. And I was like, you know, hey, look, this is where I got started, and this I'm gonna continue it on or what have you, and you know, but it's all for fun. It's all fun. I don't really call it backyard wrestling, because I mean, it's just so different than like what people are accustomed to seeing. But it's all just for the fun, and you know, the skill, there's the editing and all that kind of stuff along with the wrestling. And the channel is doing really, really well. In case you know people don't know about it, not familiar, the name of the channel is The Melvin Bell, BACW Wrestling. Definitely check it out. We just did a Best of Seven series, and we also air up, you know, professional matches as well. But a lot of fun, a whole lot of fun.
That was something I wasn't aware of.
Yeah. When Fred comes back, I'm going to load him up, so just get ready, son. We'll talk your ear off next time.
All right, Fred, we gotta get ready for our other guests for tonight, so thanks for calling in. But real quick, do you have any other matches, you know, what you have scheduled in the upcoming weeks for PCW and Empire after the Jimmy Rave match?
Other than Jimmy Rave, I just play it by ear. So that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, again, thanks for calling. And like I said, we'll have you on again sometime soon. We got Sacred Ground coming up. So, you know, maybe I don't know what your role will be in that show yet, but I'm sure you'll have some part in it. So maybe we'll have you on sometime next month.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Y'all be safe.
You'd at least aware we have a show now, so that's a plus. That should make the next time a lot easier.
Yeah, and he doesn't think we're talking about a wrestling show where he has to participate in the ring. But yeah, got all that cleared up, and so I guess lots to talk about before we get to Kyle Matthews, another name that's come up a lot on the show, who we've talked to a few times. I don't remember if you were on the show when we had him on, but you of course know who he is and have seen him several times.
I certainly have. Not enough, but I have seen him.
What's that?
I said not enough times, but I have seen him a number of times. I haven't seen him in a while, though.
Well, you weren't at the Porterdale show, I guess it was two weekends ago.
I missed the Dice Show debut down there, which I wondered how that was going to go, because it's a very different thing than the Porterdale crowd is probably used to, so.
Yeah, well, they didn't do their typical entrance with the young boys and the streamers and all that. They had a different entrance music. So I guess Stephen Platinum realized those people may not know what to make of all that. So.
That's a slight rebranding of that show.
But speaking of Porterdale and Platinum Championship Wrestling, last Saturday was a big event. The debut of the Overlord of the Empire, Jeff G. Bailey, who came out during that chaotic main event between Miss Rachel and Stephen Platinum. That was an I Quit match. And who all, I guess it'd be easier to say who didn't get involved in that match.
I can't think of anybody who was not involved in some way, shape, or fashion. You had run-ins from most of the priority males that, you know, kind of all hit big moves on Platinum. And then finally the PCW locker room got out to kind of even things up. But it was chaotic for sure. But, you know, as we've seen, Miss Rachel does not like to take a chop. And you give her a couple of those and she's ready to shut her down. But as we've also seen many times in Empire and PCW, where you think is the end is never the end. So Jeff G. got the big comeuppance at the end by declaring Platinum the loser, because he had sort of incited the crowd to chant I Quit with him after the bell had rang. Thus, by very definition and rule, as the attorney is wont to do, he suckered him.
Yeah, I just wondered why he didn't come out immediately and say, okay, match is over, before letting Miss Rachel get beaten up by a man.
Oh, I'm sure in his heart of hearts he figured she'd just beat Platinum on her own.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
The ultimate pie in the face to Stephen Platinum, but you know, Jeff G's always got one something up his sleeve, cheap as they may be.
Yeah. Well, there's a Atlanta number, and I don't know Kyle Matthews' number, so I'm going to assume this is Kyle Matthews and bring him on the line. Hey, is this Kyle?
Hey. Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Kyle. How you doing tonight?
Good. What about you guys?
We are doing all right. We were just talking about your Dice Show match in Porterdale a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Matt missed that, but I was there for it. What did you think of wrestling out there? It's a different crowd, I guess, for you, huh?
Yeah, it was awesome. It's an old Georgia championship town, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love their wrestling, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I guess the main reason we have you on, you are the NWA Rampage Pro Wrestling champion. Is it Friday or Saturday that you are facing NWA World Champion Adam Pearce?
Saturday in Rossville, Georgia.
Okay, and that's part of different Empire Pro Wrestling. We always have to distinguish between those two. But, yeah, I believe you have faced him previously, right?
Yeah, December last year in Rampage, I faced him. Yep.
Were you the champion then?
No.
Okay, and was he the world champion at the time, or was that when Colt Cabana had it?
Yeah.
He still had it,
Okay. So you kind of know what to expect a little bit, but it'll be in a different environment. So, I mean, what do you think will be different going into this match, aside from the fact that you are now the Rampage champion?
Yeah, well, the first match was 2 out of 3 falls, so this is just a single fall. So that'll be different to start with, the fact you only get one chance.
Right.
But the other Empire... It's also a co-promotion with Deep Southern Championship Wrestling, which is run by Woody, who I think you guys have had on the show before. So it'll just be a different crowd, different chance to prove myself.
And you won't have Ace Haven to soften him up this time, though.
No, I do not.
No, but you got Sean Tempers to soften him up the night before.
Yeah. So,
you always just want to look out on the second go round. Somebody else has to tame him first, and then you get to kind of slide in and pick the scraps. But
yeah,
unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of scraps with that guy.
I think the first time he was in town when I wrestled him the first time, I think the first night he wrestled Ace Haven, and the second night he wrestled Azriel and Sean Tempers, and then me on Sunday. So, yeah.
Fortunate if nothing else, you don't get him fresh.
No.
Well, I guess
no. It
is. It is possible that after the Sean Tempers match, he may not be the world champion anymore. So if that's the case, will you still be taking on Adam Pearce, or will you then take on Sean Tempers?
I would assume Sean Tempers if he's the world champion. So either way, I've wrestled him a lot too. So fingers crossed, you know?
Jeff.
Right.
Just add to the collection.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle, anyone that listens to our show regularly knows that you were best technical, I believe, and best overall wrestler in the Georgia Wrestling Awards for 2011. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. I know I announced those things, but that was in January, so.
So long ago.
And
I've
then you also have since.
Then.
You've since you were recognized by the Cauliflower Alley Club as what is it that they awarded you?
Future Legends Award for 2012.
All right, and then what else is going on since then?
Oh wow! I debuted for Resistance Pro in Chicago. I've been there twice.
All right.
I was in the building that night, and you could not imagine how shocked I was when they pulled some fresh-faced kid out of the crowd, and I said, "Wait a minute! I know that beard."
Oh, I heard you. Don't worry. I heard you.
No, me be loud. I don't believe that, Kyle.
Yeah, and then when that was the last show, let's see, July? Yeah, they skipped August. So July, I was there too. I wrestled Mr. 450. We had an awesome match. So, let's see, been doing Rampage and NWA Deep 7 Championship Wrestling out of Blue Ridge. Done it a few times. And here and there, wherever someone will book me, I'll gladly go.
And then, if I remember correctly, you had a successful title defense down at Rampage, not yesterday, but the week before against Bobby Moore, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were down there for that, and I think Larry Goodman was down there. And me and Bobby go back a long ways. I think we started wrestling each other maybe in like 06 or something, 05. So we've wrestled each other a lot. But it was cool to have it for a heavyweight title. That was neat. So it was a good match.
Bobby's come a long way since the first few times I saw him. He's a lot. I mean, he's much improved and just vicious when he wants to be.
Yeah, for sure. I think he's very underrated. A lot of people don't really look at him. I don't know if it was his look or the fact that he's not jacked up or what, but he's awesome. And he may be the most improved wrestler I've ever seen. So
definitely, the match he turned in with Billy Buck in that Buckhouse Brawl was just amazing. I mean, it really was. I'm surprised he doesn't do that kind of thing more often, which I know, I'm sure nobody wants to do that same kind of thing more often, but it looked good.
Yeah, I just
out every once in a while.
I rewatched that match because they put it up on NWA Anarchy's website last week or the week before, and it looked just as good a second time.
Yeah, Billy Buck's another one that he doesn't get a lot of publicity, but he's good too.
Yeah,
that's right. I've never seen him do anything bad, so.
Yeah, Anthony Cornelia loves it too. They love him.
Oh my goodness, he's just, they love it. I had missed a couple shows, and so I'd missed the debut of the stick horses that everybody carried when he showed up. So I'm like, what is going on? And, oh, I get it now. He's a cowboy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, Kyle, this Sunday is another Rampage show. I think it's called the Sizzling Summer Bash, and you are taking on, I guess you don't know who you're taking on, right?
Yeah, mystery opponent from Charlie Cash. So you never know what he's going to have up his sleeve. So,
well, do you have any guesses as to who it might be, given who he associates with?
Well, I have a feeling it could be Rob Adonis. It could be Bobby Moore or what's the new Zane. But I think they have a tag team title match, so I don't really know. It could be bringing back a past member of the Cash Vault. He's done that before, so who really knows? I guess only Mr. Cash knows for sure.
You'll put the boots on the same way.
Yep. No matter who it is, I gotta defend the belt, so.
Well, Kyle, what do you have coming up after that? That's a busy weekend, obviously, coming up.
Oh, yeah.
But then...
Yep, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let's see, Resistance Pro again. It'll be in September. I think it's the 14th or the 15th, whatever the Friday is there. Hold on one second. Let me look at my calendar. Sacred Ground 3, that's coming up soon. Porterdale. I'm excited about that. I don't know. Where are they going to put all the people for that?
They're going to be in there, and they're going to be loud and crazy, and I'm terrified.
They're going to be all on top of each other.
We're going to be in there thick as thieves, but we'll be there.
Yeah. Let's see.
And again, somewhere you don't know exactly who you're going to be fighting. Well, I guess you got to get there first. I guess we haven't set the final yet, but I think you'd be kind of crazy to think that that show might not be in it. You got a pretty good shot, I think.
Yeah. Well, the Bullets have made it pretty obvious that I think we got them in the semifinals. So, yeah.
Talk about a bracket buster.
Yeah, Bullet Dice Show round 3. And anybody who saw the first two should know that they should expect something crazy for number 3, probably.
Yeah, and they are still the only team to beat you guys, I believe, right?
That is true, yes. Twice.
Well,
technically twice, yeah.
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 I was cynical about it. But that's the thing with Pierce, too. That 2 out of 3 falls match, I pinned him in a fall, so I know I can do it.
It would not shock me any bit for you to walk out of there with 10 pounds of gold heavier.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'd be taking lots of pictures, posting them on Facebook.
Well, I guess we covered everything that you have coming up in the near future, Kyle. But I think Matt's kind of been speculating on your involvement in another promotion. I don't know if he wants to ask you about it.
Will you just kind of tap on the phone if I'm right? Are you somewhere that maybe nobody knows you're there?
Give
me a little inside information?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Perhaps under a mask.
I'm not going to do that. I know nothing.
Right, your secret's safe with me.
I know nothing.
All right, Kyle. Well, I guess on that note, we will let you go, but I appreciate you calling in and wish you luck on Saturday and Sunday.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. I'm sure I'll see you guys at Empire soon, and who knows where else. You guys pop up everywhere, so I'm sure we'll see you around.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might come down there to Rampage again this Sunday, so maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah, probably will. All right, you guys have a good night.
Do you know if Resistance is back at Excalibur in September?
Yes, it will be at Excalibur. Have you ever been to the other building? It was crazy huge. It's like a big auditorium.
I hadn't made it to that one. I'm scared of the South Side. I'm from Alabama, so I got to go to things in stages. There's a lot of things for me to take in.
It was a huge auditorium. It was awesome. And I don't know if the DVD is out yet or not, but Ego Fantastico, who is Robert Anthony, I think is his name there, and John Morrison, their match was amazing. So if anybody wants to look up something from Resistance, that match is crazy awesome. So just a little plug there for that.
They don't do much wrong up there from what I've seen. So
it's a fun place.
I try to get there as much as possible. I may take Larry Goodman next time they're on the South Side. I need a familiar.
Take the Jagged Edge with you.
Yeah,
I'm not taking the Jagged Edge anywhere. Just asking for trouble 100% of the time.
Yeah, it's a fun promotion. They got good stuff going on up there, so look out for them for sure.
And they let me talk wrestling with Billy Corgan, so I mean,
that's always
I'm pretty much good for that.
So,
all right, Kyle. Well, thanks again, Carter. And we will talk to you, I'm sure, sometime again in the future.
All right, you guys have a good night.
All right, you too.
Yeah.
All right. So, where were we? We were talking about Porterdale. There was, of course, SummerSlam. What did you think of SummerSlam, Matt?
You know, I'm not the biggest WWE fan as we sit here now. I've kind of been spoiled by Georgia and getting to be so close to these shows. And, you know, it's a very different thing that they do than what we see here all the time. However, that being said, I thought SummerSlam was about as good a show that's not WrestleMania that they have the ability to put on right now. I thought all the matches ended properly. There wasn't a whole lot of monkey business going on. And I you know, when Miz and Mysterio got enough of but I thought they kind of stole the show. I thought it was a very, very good match, aside from that ridiculous Batman get up. But aside from that, I thought it worked well. And then the ending, spoiler alert, I thought that the Triple H Lesnar match was just about perfect for who you had in that match and what you kind of had to do with it. I thought that went very well.
Yeah. Well, I'd have to agree with you on all that. But I think, much like WrestleMania, Chris Jericho's match was arguably the best, you know, definitely one of the best with this time with Dolph Ziggler. I think a lot of people were surprised by the outcome just because, you know, he's on tour with his band and everything. But apparently he's going to be on Raw again tonight because I know that Uproar Tour is, they have a night off today, pick back up tomorrow. So I guess he's going to be there. But and Ziggler is demanding a rematch, and I can only imagine, given the fact that Jericho has to be gone for several months because after the Uproar Tour they're going to Europe and this and that with Fozzy. So I'm assuming that might be something that comes up again way down the road, you know, maybe at a WrestleMania or something like that. But I guess we will find all that out in due time.
And channeling our own Supernatural with that pinfall breakup with the double stomach. Like, I think I've seen this like 12 hours ago. It looked familiar, but yeah, I thought it was a really good show. And I don't say that much about their shows these days. So, yeah, kudos.
Yeah, and then, of course, we were both at Academy Theater on Friday, the show that preceded the Porterdale show. I don't know, what were your thoughts on that Empire Wrestling show?
Another solid night, as we have become accustomed to there. But, you know, the big shocker for me was Solid Cross being kind of kicked out of the Empire and coming out to the adoration of those in attendance there. It was very strange, but it seemed so easy because, you know, I've always liked everything Cross has done. It's just he's been on the wrong side of the fence, so I couldn't cheer for him. I was glad to get the opportunity to kind of root for the guy. I thought it worked really well.
And, of course, in Porterdale, they can't get enough of that guy.
Cannot. They love him, from body slam challenges to just coming out and destroying these. It's a strange world we live in. But the worlds are finally kind of blended together there, and I just wonder if they really know. Because, you know, you did get sort of a subdued Jeff G. Bailey, a less visceral than usual Jeff G. Bailey. I don't know that that can last that long, because
that was as family friendly as he gets, I think.
Yeah, yeah, and I have a feeling as things go on a little further, they might get an earful down there. So I am anxiously waiting to see how this plays out. But yet another strong showing from the PCW champion Mason, who, you know, we kind of hadn't seen as much of in the last few months. He's sort of starting to build some momentum, which he'll need going into Sacred Ground. And, you know, the absence of Shane Marks is always welcome.
One thing I noticed on Saturday was that neither of the champions was part of the show, and it was still
a
great show, and they weren't really missed by most people, I'm sure, because the show was just good enough that you didn't notice it. Well, of course I noticed it. But
but that's what we do. But another dominant performance by Jagged Edge in a dog collar match, which seems to fit him pretty well.
He loves to beat up on the little guy in the Wrestling with Pop Culture shirt, and, you know, he's coerced your own daughter into helping him win a match. And
terrible
at a show that I missed, I understand he threw someone out of the ring and knocked the that front bar at Academy Theater into Danny Only's son's mouth and busted his nose or lip or something. And
destruction by proxy. That seems to be his M.O. But that being said, though, he got Supernatural after he'd had a hard-fought three-way match. And he kind of snuck in on him, and Supernatural never had a chance to kind of get his bearings. I think that might be it for story next round, because Supernatural knows that he's in the match. Jagged Edge knows that he's in the match, so I would imagine a slightly different outcome could be possible in the next big Porterdale show there.
Yeah, and that is, of course, Labor Day weekend. We'll talk more about that next week, of course, because that's the show before. But I remember, especially before PCW started running every Friday, Labor Day weekend, the only wrestling I knew of that went on was Dragon Con wrestling. That was before I was venturing out to different parts of Georgia to see wrestling, but I always anticipated that. And, of course, they are doing Dragon Con wrestling again on Friday night. But that weekend is filled with, there's another Porterdale show for PCW. There is Peach State Wrestling Alliance's 100th show.
The big century anniversary. The big centennial for Peach State.
Yeah.
Big names announced.
Well, they do have some big names. I got Wildfire Tommy Rich, Buff Bagwell, lots of people. But like I said, we'll talk more about all that next week. But for now, we're going to take a commercial break, and then when we come back, we should have Murder One on the line. And I'm sure that will be interesting.
Get your tape recorders ready, kids.
Georgia wrestling fans, you're going to want to make your plans to be at Johnny G's the first, third, and fifth Sunday of every month, 2 p.m. bell time, for Rampage Pro Wrestling television taping. And fans, if you're in Middle Georgia, make sure that you watch Rampage Pro Wrestling on Fox 24, Saturday 9 a.m. on the My 41.2, Saturday at 10 p.m. Cox Communications Cable, Thursday 8, Saturday at noon, and of course, Rampage Rewind, the one-half-hour show on Cox Communications throughout the schedule. Fans, be there.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
This is Miss Rachel from The Empire, formerly known as Platinum Champions of Wrestling. Every Friday night, The Empire presents the best in professional wrestling at the Academy Theater in Avondale State. We're also at the Masquerade every month or so. Check us out on Facebook. Just look for Platinum Champions of Wrestling. And you'll get the latest details on all the hottest action from The Empire, formerly known as Platinum Champions of Wrestling. We get it. That's every Friday night at the Academy Theater and at the Masquerade as well every month. We'll see you there.
Back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with Matt Hinkins of Team All You Can Eat, and we are now joined by Murder One. How you doing tonight, Murder One?
I'm all right. I got a question for Matt, though, real quick. After we do this interview and stuff, are you going to get me tattooed on your other arm?
Murder, it could be possible. I mean, I got a lot of
you need. I mean, come on now. I mean, you got Chip Day on your arm. You got to put me on there.
I'll tell you what, Murder.
I train Chip Day.
It's going to be the shot of you from the end of the first UWF show, just gun holding, shooting it at a car.
Shooting the gun, yes. That's, you know what, if you got that, man, I'd pop. I'd pop.
I made a mental note, Murder.
Whatever.
I made a mental note.
I mean, whatever. Yeah, so I'm real, man, for real, I saw it, I was like, God. I wish somebody would love me enough to do that. But then I thought, I was like, then I got to thinking, I said,
and finally,
it's all,
go ahead, Mark.
If you think about it, though, it's almost like when, what's that guy's name? He was the movie with Wesley Snipes, and he was the fan, you know what I'm saying? I got creeped out at first. When I saw it, I called Chip and I was like, hey, man, just, you know, from your big homie, you know what I'm saying? Watch out, man. I said, you know, people just don't get wrestlers tattooed on them. I said, this man might be outside your window like John Cusack with a boombox playing love songs or something, trying to come up in your house and cut you.
I was looking for something that really represented what I thought wrestling should be. And I labored over and I labored over and I labored over. I said, you know what? If anybody's doing it right, if anybody I can think is doing it absolutely perfect, I think it's that dude. So I'm going to go on and let him have it. I remember when I showed it to him, he didn't even kind of, he like just thought I was showing him a cool tattoo. And he kind of looked outside, it was dark, and just holding my stuff on it. And then he got like, oh, my God. I was like, because you don't know how that's going to go. Because like you just said, it might creep people out.
Yeah, when I saw it at first, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, but damn, that's creepy as hell. Because it creeped me out because it was a chick at Rampage that, you know, I got a Cobra and a Decepticon symbol on my right forearm. It's all, you know, merged together. And one night I'm working and I look down in the crowd and I was like, oh, my God, this crazy lady's got this tattoo on her leg. And it wasn't even, like, professional. It was, like, jailhouse done. So she had one of her homies stab her in the leg with a needle or something to make this. And I was just like, this is creepy as shit.
Well, if you're getting a Murder One tattoo, that's really the only way to get it.
It's speedily.
Maybe a old cassette recorder needle.
Melt the chest piece down. Yeah. Get some Indian ink and melt the chest piece down with it. Yeah.
Old Big Pen just taped up.
Show me love, fans. Stab yourself in the arm.
The gauntlet's been laid down.
Needles.
The gauntlet is laid down.
But thanks for having me, guys. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been on one of these shows in a minute. You know, I kind of been keeping to myself.
Yeah, well,
Murder,
before
there's so much going on now, Murder, you're going to have to start talking.
I'm not even sure where to start, but before we do, we already have a caller. So let's see who we have. Hey, thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. You're on with Murder One. Who is this?
You're welcome. It's Larry Goodman.
Oh, hey, Larry.
I had to call in and say hello to my former co-host on Monday night. We held the fort down for a number of months, but I mainly wanted to say how great it was to see the real Murder One bit. That guy pandering to the fans down there in RPW was turning my stomach. And the guy I want to see is the guy who puts cigars out in people's eyes, pile drives old man eye surgeons on steel chairs, uses taser guns. That's the Murder One I want to see.
Daddy's home now. And see, that's the thing, man. People don't do that anymore. They're more worried about putting on their little tiny-ass drawers with their name and some glitter or whatever on the back and going out there and flipping and shit. I don't know. You got to be different. And I like to push the envelope, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's, I guess, every time I get a chance to do something crazy like that, I mean, you know what I'm saying, I go for it because I know that it takes balls to do some of the stuff I've done, like wearing Klan suits in Alabama. Come on, man. Me and Corey Chase, we was pushing the limit, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. We were just trying to give a, you know what I'm saying, something for somebody to remember, you know? Oh, my God, we seen two black dudes. Well, you know, they said nigger. We seen two niggers. They had on Klan suits, man. That's the ultimate form of disrespect. But you know what? It got me great heat because when we did it, the whole arena just shut up. You was hearing molecules and atoms splitting and everything, stuff that you would never hear. You heard it got that quiet when they pulled the mask off. But believe me, when we walked out, we had a white chick with us, and they was popping because they was actually thinking there was two Klan wrestlers.
What part of Alabama was it?
Piedmont, Alabama.
Well, Murder, I guess that's a good place to start because I believe that's the you're reuniting with Corey Chavis at Dragon Con this year, right?
Yeah, we're like the Rolling Stones or something.
And that's called Blackout. Is that the same gimmick?
Yeah, Blackout.
Okay.
Oh man, we'll never change. You know what I'm saying? When we get together, it's just a fun thing for us because we just get to bust out all those cool moves we used to do back in the day, and you know, just be us.
Well, knowing the Dragon Con wrestling crowd pretty well, you'll get a huge reaction there, but it'll be in a different way from Alabama, I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, it will be because we've been in Dragon Con like 11 years strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, you know, every time it comes to town, I mean, it's on my schedule for the next, like, 5 years.
Well, that's, do you know who you guys are taking on there yet?
Nah, I forget. I think, and if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but I think it might be Talent and Money. It could be.
I was hoping you'd say the Hate Junkies because I'm pretty sure Danny Only is still here.
If he's still here and he can get his partner to come up there, I'd be glad to dish out an ass whooping to him. I heard how he talks on this show.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening.
Oh, man, you know, I hear him. He goes off on people. I was listening to it the other day on the way to Rampage, and we was in the car. I forgot who Kyle Matthews had played it, I think. And I was just like, damn, he just straight shitting on Lance Dreamer. And I'm like, damn, Lance Dreamer's my homie, too, from way back. You know, then I'm texting him. I'm like, right now I'm listening to my homie. He's shitting all over you. And he's like, what's he saying? I'm like, you just got to listen to it. Me telling you won't even do it justice.
Danny
went in on him.
That was his
well,
farewell
Danny,
address.
Danny went out with a bang, that's for sure. Well, I guess we're getting a little ahead of ourselves with Dragon Con because that's the following weekend. But and before we talk about this weekend, while we still have Larry here, Larry and Murder One, of course, were the hosts of the Monday night show that preceded this one. So you guys are kind of hijacking us tonight.
You don't want us to hijack it because that means we have to call the chicken man and all that shit.
We got to get your TVD on the line then.
The chicken guy, chicken head or chicken hat Charlie or whatever, he usually calls in every week, but he just wants to listen, so I don't bring him on the line anymore. But he's not here tonight, so he's missing out.
He's missing out on the reunion show. But look, I mean, let's get down to it. You say I have a lot to say, so start asking questions.
Well, I just know you got a lot going on, and I don't know what's happening first. But of course, you have a new role at Rampage behind the scenes, and like Larry was saying, you've been a big part of the shows out in front of the crowd as well. So you got the next show this Sunday where. Is you and J-Rod taking on Doc Gayton and your old partner AJ Steele, right?
Yeah, that's going to be fun. But, I mean, as for, you know, saying the creative part of it, man, it's something, I guess. I don't know. For me, it's something that I've always wanted to do. I don't know if it's I can speak for every other worker in the country. But to me, you know, it's just like, creative is like when a football player steps behind, you know, to become a commentator or something like that, or a head coach.
Yeah.
You know, to me, it was a natural progression. And I like it. Larry knows. Larry's seen some of my booking. He'd be like, what the fuck at first? But then, you know, when it all plays out and I have to, you know, fill him in on something that he might have missed, you know, something tiny that really puts it all together, he'd be like, oh, I like that, you know. I remember one thing that Larry said, one thing that Larry said, and it made me just feel confident, is when he said that it was probably like 15 minutes, I did stuff with Michael Adrian that Anarchy never did. I made Michael Adrian a monster with the catchphrase, fuck you, because we were doing internet TV. We could do anything we wanted to. And
yes,
that was his catchphrase.
Speaking of the dearly departed pro wrestling evolution, yeah, I thought, you know, booking wasn't so much the problem there. I know you had problems with your partner there and some of the other kind of weird stuff that went on out there as far as, you know, cross communication and other stuff, which we won't get into here. But you had some interesting ideas. That promotion just never really gelled, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it was. You know, everything on my end, everything was great, but it was the other two, you know, the other people. Yeah, I'm not saying it was Josh or nothing, but, you know, we had brought somebody else in, and it kind of fucked up the mojo because, you know, he was a fucking mark, man, and he just wanted to see all the people he grew up watching on TV, whether it was a jobber or an over guy or whatever. If the guy hit him up on the Facebook, he was ready. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Gobbledygooker hit him up, I guess, and it was somebody playing with him, and he was ready to book the damn Gobbledygooker. And I'm like, dude, it's summertime. He's not going to get over because it's nowhere near Thanksgiving.
It's the only time for the good Thanksgiving.
Now, Murder,
being in that building that you're in, and being who you are and how you are.
Mm-hmm.
Booking
mm-hmm.
the show is hard enough, but you've got to kind of filter yourself a lot. Or am I wrong on that?
I mean, have you seen, like Larry said, there's a taser incident. There's been blunts put out in people's eyes. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I just did the Rampage Radio Saturday, and I told AJ I was going to shoot him in the foot.
His pinky toe?
Say what? And that just pinky toe? Yeah, I'll shoot that little gnarled, crusty motherfucker right off.
So I guess what you're saying is we shouldn't expect a toned-down version of Murder One just because, you know, you're kind of behind the scenes now. Everything's going to be as it was.
Yeah. Nothing's going to change. I mean, shit's going to change. Believe me, y'all going to see some crazy shit. Stuff that you would never thought you would see, you're going to see. Because, I look at booking like, you know what I'm saying, a soap opera. You know, TV shows, it's a TV show. You got to have hooks and plots and all that shit. But in this case, it's like a giant comic book. You know what I'm saying? You got all these characters, and then you can just do it. It's like having your WWE hit on it best when they said the WWE universe, because it's like I got my own Marvel universe, and I got all these creative, I got all these cool characters and support people, you know what I'm saying, and jobbers and stuff like that. That there's one dude on the roster that I'm telling y'all right now, I'm going to let you know, I don't care. Look out for this cat. Larry shitted on him because of his gear, but I'm glad Larry shitted on him. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you shit on Leon, because now he'll realize, you know, and a lot of people will realize that, you know, look is, you know, your look is part of this, you know? So, did you like Leon McMichael, Larry?
No. He looks like Adolf Hitler Jr. I don't see much in him. But I mean, hey, I've been wrong many times before, so I'm willing to be wrong again.
But you know what? He put it out there, people listening. He didn't see nothing in Leon, and you know what? That's where people they don't see nothing in Leon. Me, I see something in it. And you know, Larry, what I did to see something in him too. I was watching TV, you know what I'm saying, and doing my thing, and it just hit me. I could just blow your mind with the gimmick right now, but I want it because I don't know who's listening, you know what I'm saying? I want it to be a surprise to everybody. But y'all will see this shit. And then Larry's going to have to come on here and be like, one day when the newcomer award or whatever comes out and Leon McMichael's right there, y'all going to be like, damn, Murder was right. And it's a testament to my booking, you know what I'm saying, to my creative mind, that I could take somebody like Leon. Now, I say it because he impressed me when he went out there. I'm about to get behind Leon Michaels like everybody was behind Jay Stacker this time last year.
Is that the different kind of murder in, like, having a show that's sort of doing what it's been doing versus a show that kind of takes off and runs? Is the booker kind of has the gumption to say, you know what, I can take this guy who nobody else in the state has done anything else with, and I can conceive something and make it work? Is that the main difference in a show that works and a show that just kind of runs?
Yes, because when you do it, they have to have something to be on, you know what I'm saying, to be on TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have something. He just don't have the gear, but he's got something there that I saw that I could create something around, you know what I'm saying? And after that, it's up to him to follow the direction. Because as of now, I'm 85% sure that it's going to get over.
Murder, I want to ask you about you, from what I understand, you have a some sort of role in what used to be known as XWF. It's now an NWA territory called West Georgia Excitement.
Yeah, I got a little something going on in that too. I'll unveil the plan right here. Y'all gonna get an exclusive. All right, if you look around, right, and you compare rosters and stuff like that, what are the top two companies right now in this state? Let me ask y'all that, the knowledgeable internet wrestling people.
The top two?
Yeah, the top two. And don't be scared either.
Well, I would say Anarchy, Rampage, and PCW are...
Okay, well, you go top three, okay? There you go, top three. Now, okay, now, anything below that is, you know, not right, right? I mean, that's what they think, you know?
There's a definite tiering system. I think Jonathan hit on those three are definitely in the top tier. And then there's a second tier, and then there's everybody else.
Exactly. So why not go into the bus stop of Total Recall? That's what I'll call it. Why not go down in there and, you know, help the citizens improve and build up your talent base within the state so that maybe somebody can have talent, you know, and they feed the top three, as you put. You see what I'm saying? And that way, you ain't got to outsource. You ain't got to have people coming in from North Carolina all the time, from Alabama, from Florida, South Carolina, wherever. You know what I'm saying? You got to cultivate this, our area, our state, because, I mean, believe it or not, we have a lot of workers out there who have been improperly trained, not trained, you know, don't want to try to get out there because they want to be stars. And then when they fail, you know, they might end up opening their own promotion to put themselves over. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to do that. You ain't got to do that. Just know what the hell you're doing and fucking hit these roads and better yourself, because you're not going to better yourself wrestling your homeboy every Saturday night.
Amen.
Hey, Murder, we've got a caller, and I think it might be a familiar voice from your and Larry's days doing the show. I'm going to find out. Hey, thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. You're on the line with Murder One and Larry Goodman. Who's this?
Yeah, familiar, all right. Talk about hijack. This is Trent Van Treese, the man that named the Monday Night Show, the man that carried these two assholes for months on my back. I had to get back surgery. And I think it's pretty funny, Murder One, that you become the booker at Rampage, and you just said you got to have something to be on television, right? Well, sometimes, Murder One, that something is money. The first thing you do as a booker is put that Money Mark Dayton back in the ring. That's your first act.
I was waiting. I knew you were going to call my arch enemy. I knew you were going to call. But let me tell you this. You know something? He's been working with me, okay? So if he's back on TV, believe you me, he is there because he can do what's needed. And now that I am the booker, you can't fucking hide. You got some dates to settle. We got dates. I can give you some dates right now, and you can come in, and you can settle your beef with Doc.
Just goes to show on pro wrestling, stipulations mean nothing. I knew that old man would be back in the ring. But I do got a question for you before I hang up and Murder One.
You shut your mouth real quick. And if you look, there was news broke yesterday, last night, as a matter of fact, exclusive news. So you ain't no fucking reporter, Trent. You just talk shit. You gonna see it. The NWA has given Doc an ultimatum. Step down and become an active competitor or stay commissioner and drop out of tag match. Doc's got a choice. So now he ain't got no power in the situation with the NWA, so there you go. Mm-hmm.
Well, I do got a question. I do got a question before I hang up, and it's good to talk to you. You're not my archenemy. You know, I consider you kind of a pseudo buddy. You know, since I'm white and you're whatever it is you are. You know, and
my
question is, what do you think that Jimmy Rave did, good or bad, during his stint as the Rampage booker? Before I hang up, one last thing, Danny Only, sober the fuck up. Goodbye, folks.
Shots fired. Get the drive-by time.
Jimmy did great. You know what I'm saying? He took the company and got it more exposure. He developed some of the guys that I'm using. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, it was put to me, hey, you can hire, fire whoever you want. But those guys, the guys that's on the roster, was developed so well that there's still a spot for them in where the direction is going. And you can already see the direction where it's going. It's going edgy, getting gritty. Shit's getting real, man. It's about to get ugly and rampage, and ugly is a good thing.
Well,
because everybody else is doing this cookie-cutter shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking it back to the shit I used to watch, you know, and people getting hit by cars and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Bust your arm
shot
up
at.
Outside. You know, it's one of them. I ain't trying to shoot nobody down there.
Murder, we got another caller that I believe is yet another familiar voice. Who's this?
Hello. This is
Chicken.
Yeah. This is me.
What's good, Chicken Man?
Oh, I'm fine. I just got home a few minutes ago and turned on the internet show, and here you are on. I called you out. I have one little question. There was one little wrestling league that you were involved in that was like pay-per-view only. I haven't seen it lately.
I was going to ask about the Urban Wrestling Federation.
Yes.
We're on a hiatus right now.
I see.
But they're running. I forget which one it is. It's coming back on like this month or something. Turf War, I think it is, you know.
Y'all in negotiation with Rick Ross? Y'all need more rappers on the show. You need more rappers in Lane.
Rick Ross looks
murder.
Like
That's
a wrestler.
What you need.
Before anything, we need to find another rapper for the ATL because the big homie blocking. We ain't heard from him.
But,
I know a guy.
That was actually something I was going to ask about, so I appreciate. I'm sorry, is it Chicken Head Charlie?
Name is Charles, but I'm nicknamed Chicken Hat because of a feathered hat I often wear.
Okay.
Chicken Head.
Well, I think you called in one of the very first show that I did, and I didn't know who you were or anything, and
yeah,
had Larry Goodman explained it to me later.
He's a celebrity.
All right. Well, welcome back, and thanks for calling, Charlie. Charles.
You're.
I wonder, does he still love Athena?
He's still
no.
here if you want to ask him.
Oh,
no.
Okay, I was just checking, man. I thought you had hung up, my dude.
The only place Athena belongs to is one of those gentlemen clubs.
That I'll be frequenting.
Yeah.
All right, Chicken Man, you take it easy.
I will.
You're not horning in on my interview time no more. Goodbye.
Sorry.
That's okay. Nah, see, I just did it like I used to do, and now I hurt his feelings.
Well, I just muted him, so he's still listening. But we do need to wrap things up. So what else you got coming up? Like I said, you got so much going on, I know you got more shows where you're wrestling and more shows. Oh, well, you've got that was another thing I was going to ask about, is you have a seminar of some sort going on with the...
Like I said, that fits into the plan. I'm trying to tighten up people, man. Look, I'm dead serious about it. Even though you got to pay, you got to pay for some knowledge, just like a book. You know what I'm saying? Come out there, man. I'm not saying I'm the greatest in the world, but damn, I make money at this. Come and mess with me, man. I can tighten your game up. I'm bringing some people with me that's going to help tighten you up, too.
Well, that's September 2nd, and
yep.
It's at the FWF Arena in Winder. Is there some place that people can go to get more information about it?
They can email me at ulmurder1@gmail.com.
Okay. And then when is the next West Georgia Excitement show? Is that
September 28th.
Okay.
Come see some people that's going to be tearing shit up later on, because I'm telling you, I'm just there to help these people get better.
All right.
And I, you know, kick somebody in the head while I'm there.
So we talked about Rampage this weekend. We talked about Dragon Con. Is there anything else in the next couple weeks that you got going on?
I'm going to be at the Buffington Buffington for the NGWA on the 25th. You know, I'm going to be loosening up with a big dude so I can go in there and stomp AJ real quick. Some dude named Ox Madison, Facebook gangster, went going on a thing trying to get himself over. I just laughed at him. Put this 13. I'm going to put this 13 in his chest.
That is this Saturday?
Yeah. Buffington Elementary School Gym, NGWA. I don't know the bell time. Just show up.
All right. Well, Matt, Larry, you guys, go ahead.
Yeah?
I got one thing. Murder One.
Yes.
Check your email. I sent you something.
Oh, shit.
I said it like a week ago. I was going to give you CP time, but, I mean, you're talking to you
I know what you got. I know what it is. I know what you sent me. I'm on that, bro. I'm on that. I've been talking to people and figuring out, you know what I'm saying? I'm on that, bro. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Don't even sweat that.
I knew you had me, murdered.
Don't even sweat that. Now get that tattoo, and we'll be even better.
Hey, you make this happen for me, Murder One. I can't say that I won't do it.
All right. But check this out. Fargo. We're starting a women's division because Larry brought up some valid points, and I had it in the back of my head, but I ain't think nobody wanted to see no bras wrestling. But apparently they do. So if any ladies is listening, ulmurder1@gmail.com. Send pictures. I'm just playing. No, for real though, if you're a lady wrestler and you wanna, you know, you wanna try to get on, I ain't never booked no ladies wrestling before, so you know it's probably gonna be crazy. Probably won't be around too long, but get in where you fit in. It might be nasty. But I'm just playing. It'll be good viewing. Let me just say that. So ulmurder1@gmail.com. Holla at your boy.
All right. Well, Larry, you're still there, right?
Yeah.
Did you have anything else for Murder One or anything before we go?
Just one other thing, and I'm not saying this because he's on here. I've been thinking this anyway, but you know, we recently had George Insider come out with the top 15 wrestlers in the state, and as I said, you know, that's a no-win situation for anybody to try to do that list. But one of the omissions for sure on that list is how you could have a top 15 and Murder One not be on it is beyond
me. I'm going to tell you why, because I confronted the Georgia Insider. It's two of them. I'm just going to say that. I confronted both of them bitches, and they just thought that by leaving me off, you know what I'm saying, it was going to hurt my fucking feelings, but I don't give a shit. Look what I do and look what y'all do. Look what I do, look what you do. You know what I'm saying? If I had a top 15 of shit bags, y'all would be 1 through 15.
Send them a seminar invite. That would help them.
They wouldn't make it out alive.
Well, Murder One, I appreciate you calling, and I look forward to everything you have coming up, especially the blackout thing at Dragon Con, because I have not seen that before.
It'll blow your mind. Ask Larry about it. It's gonna be the first time in a long time that you get to see the Violator 420.
Yeah,
it's a doozy. And when you see blackout, it's 420 all day, every day. So be prepared if you're trying to hang.
Surely y'all come out to Meth and Red. I'm surely.
Of course, because that's who. That's they stole that movie from us. That was our life story right there. That movie is our autobiography movie. It's like Abraham Lincoln versus vampires, but that's us.
All right. Well, I think we covered everything, at least in the immediate future. So thanks again for calling, and thanks, Larry, for reuniting with your old co-host.
Absolutely.
It was a reuniting on many levels, I guess, because we had all these other people call in, and that just lets me know that people are listening, and I like that.
Only person that didn't call was Deep Throat. If the Deep Throat would have called, that would have put the show over the edge, but, you know, I think he's in retirement. He ain't got really nothing to say. I think Deep Throat works for me at Rampage. I'm not sure. Nah, you didn't hear that guy? He used to come up here and disguise his voice and tell you all the dirt about people. And I think he worked for me.
We've had some people do that before, but they didn't go by that name. They went by Bone Crusher, and I don't know. It was silly and kind of annoying.
If it ain't deep throat, it ain't real. Oh, that's on many levels.
And that's a fun fact with Murder One.
Oh, yeah. I totally missed my opportunity to play that music with Fred Yehi on at the beginning. Oh, well.
Maybe next time.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. We gotta wrap up, but want to remind everyone to go to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and GWH. What is it, Larry? GWH Online?
You don't even know.
GWHNews.com.
Oh, yes. GWHNews.com.
Fire this guy. He doesn't even know the website.
I know GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, which will direct you to GWHNews.com.
See, okay, he saved himself.
But if you want to read all the hot scoops, you got to go to GWHNews.com.
Absolutely.
Stay classy, Planet Earth.
All right. I guess we'll go on that note. So thanks for everybody that called in, and we'll be back next Monday at 7.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.